This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation on The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. I'm excited that you're here, and I know you're excited to be here because you could be anywhere, and you've chosen to be with me. I love you. Now let's spoon. Oh, my goodness. Hey, let me start off with a letter I got from a guy named Dennis. And it was regarding my appearance on Fox and Friends. It's coming up this weekend. He says, so looking forward to you co-hosting FNFs. He says, hope it all goes well. Would love to see you get your own show. Well, as long as you don't give up this gig. Dennis, I appreciate that. I don't plan on giving up this gig. I'm looking for sponsors and people willing to help me afford to continue to do this gig because we don't make any money in radio. Yeah, it's a dirty little secret. We don't make any money. I've been doing radio for 8 years. I have not made a nickel. In fact, we invest in doing radio. I want you to understand how much I love doing this. I talked to a radio exec years ago, and he said to me, he was interviewing me, Kevin, we're thinking about doing some things with the network, blah, blah, blah. He ended up moving, and that changed the whole dynamic. But he says, thinking about taking on the show. And we were talking, he's asking me about the show. You know, well, how much are you making? What do you mean, how much am I making? And he goes, that's what I mean. How much money? I go, we don't bring in anything. And he goes, what? I go, no. First of all, I don't have time to look for sponsors. I know that sounds bizarre, but I don't have time to look for sponsors. If you guys know of people who want to help radio, you know, like say, they say, Kevin, I'll donate $20 a month to keep your show on the road or whatever, keep your show going. Send them our way. Because it's $20 we can give out to this team. Most of the people doing radio with me, they work in conjunction with me on other stuff, which allows them to spend a little more time doing radio. We don't make a nickel. We lose money every month in radio. I swear this is a true story. So they go, you could get sponsors. We don't have time. What do people think we do? I get up, I have to do 4 or 5 hours of prep to do a 3-hour radio show, get ready to do Fox hits that sometimes come or don't come, have to prep for We Own Tea Party Community. We're doing that. I have to write. Do you know how much I write? I write 4 hours a day. I'm talking to a big publisher about doing my book. Do you think that's going to complicate things? Today, as a matter of fact, I take off for New York so that I can get ready to do, what am I doing tomorrow? Fox and Friends in the morning, Outnumbered in the noon, and then I'm doing Fox and Friends on the weekend as a guest host. And all while that's going on, do you think that somebody's writing for me or promoting my social media or doing the next project we're going to do with the Bleeding Blue movie or talking to my publisher or my PR people or trying to figure out where I'm going to speak at next, writing my next speech, you name it? We are swamped over here and underfunded. And yet every day I get, you know what I am to you guys, honestly? I'm like that dude who you're mad at. So he's got not getting any loving. He, you know, you don't even speak to him during the day. And in the morning, he gets up and brings home the bacon. There's food to be cooked. It's in the refrigerator. The kid has to go to soccer practice. You know, you got to pay for little Johnny's shoes. There's old Kev, but you don't have to say a word to him because he gets up every day and does it. How many frustrated people are there in this country that feel that way? That understand that the lights, you know, the lights aren't just magically on in your house. The gas doesn't magically appear in your car. It's there. This show magically appears every single day. And you know what people will tell me? You're a sellout. You're making all that money. I don't make a nickel. That's why I can be so brazen. That's why I can say to any PD, anybody on this station, I don't give a crap. Now, I don't say that often. Because I understand their jobs depend on it. They have my show on. They've made an investment in Kevin Jackson. And you know what? I respect them to such a degree that I still get up on days when I'm exhausted. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life. I could have had a sick kid. I could have been to an engagement party. I could have broken my leg. I could be going through all kinds of stuff. things that you don't know about. I have a major physical issues with my shoulders right now, and I couldn't talk the other day. And I could go on about all the problems plaguing Kevin Jackson, and I'm never going to be like, woe is me, woe is me. I got Brett helping me out on Fridays because we're so busy with other things, I got to play catch up. So he's temporarily agreed to help with that. I'm just telling you, we don't make a nickel. So if you know somebody and that person says, I love this guy, I want to be a benefactor, I don't care whether I make a nickel or whatever, do it. When we had sponsors, and I had to get rid of them because of the contracts we did with the new radio group. But when we had sponsors, and I would say to those guys, look, you measure how well we're doing, you know, what the dollars that come into you, and you pay us what you think is fair. That was the deal we cut with them. And at that point, we were at break even. We broke even. When we had to get rid of the sponsors to get on satellite with this new network because of their contractual agreements, we went to losing money. And since the moment that's happened, I think we've been on 4 or 5 months, since the moment that's happened, we've lost thousands of dollars every month doing radio. And I still come on here and I talk to you. And I don't lament it. I don't go, oh, man, you people are mean. You do me something, man. We don't beg you for anything. If you want to help, you help. I want you to help. I know there are people that listen to this show that got money to burn, man. You know what? Send me a note. Say, Kev, what can I do to help? We'll get you the details and you can help. We have lots of people that help with our projects. I have a guy that's going to finance a radio project where we call black radio stations and essentially cause a stir. He says, I'll finance that project. I won't make a nickel because that's not what we do. We put the money back into things that are going to move the needle for you. That's our job. And that's why I believe God shows grace to me. I tell you guys, Kevin, you ought to be concerned about your life. I go, I'm not concerned about my life. Not at all. Not a bit. The moment when their last lung leaves my body, man, I'm just saying, hey, Father, I'm coming up to heaven. You know, pray for, please forgive me for all the sins I may have forgotten, but my heart is pure. I love you. I loved everything that I did that was good in this world, and I regret all the things that I did that did not exalt you and the mission you put me on this earth for, but take me home. I'm cool. And I don't think God has a plan right now to do that because he sees what I'm doing and he knows my heart. That's why he's put the right people in front of me at the right time. That's why I don't worry about this stuff. People ask me, Kevin, are you nervous about doing Fox and Friends? No. Because I'm not going up there interviewing for a job. Fox and Friends, y'all please hire me. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? I'm going to do what I do. And that's why you will see Kevin Jackson on Fox and Friends within the confines of what I can do based on the FCC and the Fox brand. But you'll see me. You're not going to see a facsimile. We got a lot to talk about today. Thanks for the note, Dennis.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, 844-551-8255 if you want to call us, kjradio.com. On Facebook, we got up the other morning. My social media guy, Kirk, says to me, Kevin, our page is gone. So I go to the blacksphere.net and I go, dude, our page is there. And then I start poking around on Facebook and there's this note that says, page not here or something like that. And I was like, what? So then it dawns on me, Kirk's telling me, my Facebook page is gone. 560,000 something people. We're losing 20 people a day on Facebook. Are you aware of this? I am a national figure. I don't say that braggingly, but I'm a national figure who writes all the time, is on multiple radio shows, has my own show, and Facebook has me losing 20 people a day. I used to have 5,000 people a day who joined my site. Now I lose 20 people per day. And I'm talking about posting, engaging, you name it. So we get up, the page is gone. I'm livid. What did we violate? I got nothing in the email, nothing that said I violated anything. So I call my web guys. I say, what the heck's going on? They go, this is unusual, Kev. I'm like, really? He says, so he gets on the phone with Facebook and the girl goes, Oh, geez, I'm not sure. Have you checked mobile? So we check mobile. The page is still up. Now, I'm still getting other indicators. It doesn't seem like I'm dead, but you can't get to my page. People are sending me notes on other mediums going, Kevin, we can't get to you. What's going on with your page? What's up? And I'm just, you know, I'm not panicked, but I'm like, well, this is crazy. So my guy says, yeah, I'm on the phone with Facebook right now, and they find it unusual. Their system shows that you're still on. And I'm like, well, see, there's part of the problem. I'm shadow banned to the point where Facebook doesn't even know that my page is gone. And I've been asking, why am I not at 5 million? I know Alan West is a popular guy, but I'm pretty doggone popular. And I don't have the number of people Alan has. And even if I had 60%, I'd be at 3 million. Why is it that I, at the rate I was growing, I should be at 3.5 to 4 million easy on Facebook. And I'm at 560,000, losing 20 people per day. That's crazy. So they get me reinstated. But here's why I'm telling you guys this. If you want to keep up with me, you will have two choices. One, you go directly to the blacksphere.net or KJ Radio, or you join me at Tea Party Community, which is going to be my social media network where my page will not disappear. Because let me tell you something. Google and Facebook have a cabal. They control 75% of the ad revenue that guys like me produce in order to fund ourselves. That's why I lose money at radio, because I can make it up elsewhere. But they give us toe fungus and leeches and all this crazy stuff that you look at on our pages and go, who in the world would possibly want this crap? And it's barely paying the bills. But you go look at some leftist hate site, and they've got Lexuses and vacations with Caribbean this or that, cruise lines and what have you. It's obvious what they're doing. They are trying to economically chase us out of business. And their whole model is failing because you know why? We are the people who buy stuff. One of my friends is trying to start a network that he could do. I said, man, just start a network, because he says, Kevin, the other 25% is owned with somebody worse than Google, another leftist group. It's 100% controlled by leftists. They don't like what you say. They don't let you monetize. So I said, why can't you call Hobby Lobby? Why can't you call Chick-fil-A? A few other, you know, very conservative companies, and say, look, we will run your ads throughout our network. Start there, and then let's go find others. We got to start solving our problems, folks, not just, you know, talking about them and lamenting about them. I've known Facebook's been trying to crush me. I don't come on here and complain every day. We have tried workarounds, workarounds upon workarounds, and we hold our own. And I've watched other people. You know, they do all kinds of crazy stuff, clickbait and whatever, and they make crazy money. We don't do that. We're going to give you what we think works the best for you. I believe in you as the consumer, that you'll make the right choices. But we can't do it by ourselves. We need help. Anyway, I just want to give you an idea of what's going on. Waking up and finding out that years of effort could be gone in an instant. If you want to be able to reach out to me and have high touch with me, you got to go to Tea Party Community, you got to go to KJ Radio, and you got to let other people know. Because one of these days, that page could be gone. I mean, I'm going to die one day, and the page is going to go. But the company and the legacy will live on, because people will still run things in that respect. But to watch a lot of work, a body of work go because somebody arbitrarily says, I don't like what you're saying, I think it's un-American to the height. That's why Facebook and Twitter and Google find themselves on Capitol Hill having to ask tough questions. And I hope during the time of Obama, the time of Trump, that somebody sues all these guys and takes them to court and makes them have to pay outrageous amounts of money for the things that they do. That's what needs to happen. Hey, how about those Muslims? Do they know how to throw a Halloween party or what? Man, woo, New York must be really happy that they've integrated all these non-radical Muslims that can no longer be surveilled in their mosque and all that other stuff into the whole culture of it all, right? Yeah, that's what you should be asking these people. You should be asking leftists the tough questions. Kids were getting ready to go. New Yorkers were getting ready to celebrate Halloween in whatever form you like. I did it. Went out, you know, trick-or-treating around here with my son, family. And we didn't have any incidents, but New York did. New York had a guy that decided he's going to run over a bunch of people and left this one. They say Donald Trump wants to politicize the attack. Really? So before the attack, when Donald Trump said, I want to issue an executive order that prevents Muslims from bad countries from coming in, was that politicizing the attack? Or was that doing what he is supposed to do constitutionally, which is to protect American citizens from all enemies, foreign and domestic? Because that's the way I read it. You guys remember what Chuck Schumer said about Trump? We'll play it in a bit. When he did the EO executive order. How dare Trump not let this crisis go to waste? That's what I'd be saying. Look, Donald Trump isn't seeing this as a crisis. He isn't looking at this through the prism of Barack Obama and the leftist ilk. He sees this as a problem. This is a recurring problem. See, business people look at recurring problems and say, how do I stop them from recurring? They look at it pragmatically. Donald Trump doesn't see this is Muslims versus Americans. He sees terrorists versus America. And as he digs deeper into the problem, he sees that the majority of these terrorists happen to be Muslims. Cuomo mentions gun control when guns weren't even used except to stop the Muslims. That little crow tasted pretty bad, I bet you. And there was de Blasio right next to him, calling a press conference so they could beat up on Donald Trump, the president of the United States, who was saying, I've been trying to tell you guys we need to protect ourselves from radical Islam. And they're saying he's politicizing it. Because that's how the left looks at things. When you try to do things right, it's politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest. A run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Give order. Was mean-spirited and un-American. It was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country, and it will only serve to embolden and inspire those around the globe who will do us harm.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Chuck Schumer crying like a baby when Donald Trump issued an executive order saying that he wanted to essentially reinstitute the very same executive order, you know, travel ban from Muslim countries that Barack Obama did. And Schumer gets up there and cries about it. And it's such... it's a theatrical performance. Like I told you, D.C. is Hollywood for ugly people. Chuck wanted an Oscar. He wanted Hollywood to recognize. Invite me to the next party so we can talk about how you were so... Chuck, you were so moving. You remember that scene you did where you cried? You know, after Donald Trump did the same thing Barack Obama did, but in that scene you conjured up the tears and you cried? Oh, my goodness. Chuck, it was so believable. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks, Ashley. You know, maybe you could put me in one of your films. It's all contrived. It's sad to believe that we live in a country that is so great as this. And when legislators get together, particularly on the left, they get together to scheme. How do we fool you into believing something, into believing the non-believer, the believable? How do we get you to commit to some crazy way of thinking that nobody else would commit? How do we convince you to like Obamacare when we know it's bad for you? Jerry Hudson of the SEIU, how do we convince black people, union members to go along? I can convince blacks. They're stupid. That's what Jerry Hudson essentially said. But it's the white people I got to get. When the left conspires to win over middle-class white America, it isn't with policy. It's with trickery. What can I say to you to make you believe that I'm really not favoring blacks and Hispanics and Muslims and women and gays over you, white men? Oh, and white conservative women. When I speak of feminism and paying for birth control and how bad men are, and that you don't believe that, how can I make you believe that without really making it seem like I don't really like you? That's what this is all about. It's about tricking people into believing in a crazy ideology that makes no sense. It doesn't make sense on paper. It doesn't make sense in reality. Oh, yeah, so let's let people in, thwarting a legal system. It isn't like America hates foreigners, but they tell you we do.
Oh, you're xenophobic. You hate other cultures. You hate other, you know, other people that are coming from other countries. No, far from it. Show me a conservative who goes, oh, man, they let people, dang it, what's with all these foreigners? What's with all these Guatemalans? What's with all these Panamanians? What's with all these Puerto Ricans? What's with all these Scandinavians coming here? We embrace it. We love it. We hang out with them. We go to party. Oh, you remember Sven? Yeah, that tall white dude with the blue eyes and the blonde hair, good-looking dude, look like Dolph Lundgren. Yeah, him. You know he's gay. What? I didn't even know. Jeez. You never know, huh? That's the kind of stuff we say. But we're happy that they're here. And when you meet one, you know who really gets enthused when we meet somebody from another country or whatever? Us, conservatives. We're like, really, man? So tell me, what's it like? If you haven't been to the country, even if you've been, you might go, man, I was over there, like, I don't know, it's been like 20 years. Things change? Oh, it's very, very different than when you were there, Kevin. It's amazing, man. Talked to a guy the other day. He's from New Zealand. Kiwi. I made him mad. I accused him of being Australian. He hadn't said enough for me to check the accent. But, yeah, you know, talking to the guy, and I'm curious about his culture. He's a woodworker. Takes wood and makes beautiful things from it. I go, man, how long have you been doing that? He goes, well, you know, Kevin, I go back into it. Yeah, he's Australian. I mean, he's a Kiwi. See, I keep calling him Australian. His New Zealander accent. He's like, yeah, you know, I came to, you know, about 3 years ago, start doing blah, 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 you know, and everything. And I learned, he goes, oh, I did it as a child. And he goes, and then I did it. And then, yeah, hey, I started traveled the world for a bit, you know. Then I moved to the United States, got married, blah, blah, blah. And now I got into it, man, I'm pretty good at it. You got a website and all that, you know. It's like, wow, cool. I want to go see your work. I was at his house. All the wood. You go there, you're like, man, you got some wood. He's like, yeah, I just came back from the Midwest, man. Got a bunch of new wood. Got some wood, yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I saw some beautiful burl out there. He's like, yeah, got lucky there. It's like, wow. Tell me about it. Can I come watch you work? Sure. You know, I'll make you something. I'm fascinated. You're fascinated. We are far from not liking these people. We want to go over and check out their culture, see what they're about. And we love it when we go to Chinatown or we go to Little Italy or the Hill in St. Louis or wherever. Bosnian town, Ethiopian town. We love it. We love the culture of it. But you know what we love best? When they have that culture and it's integrated into America. Not separated, not segregated. What the left does is they got Ethiopia town and they say, put an Ethiopian in charge, and then let's make their politics the politics of Ethiopians, not the politics of Americans. That's what they do. That's what they've allowed every culture to come into America to do. Come here, be who you want to be. To heck with what America wants of you. We don't care. Your culture was so good you left it and you came here. Why shouldn't we, you know, capitulate to you instead of the other way around? Why not? Sure. Makes sense to me. Allahu Akbar. Famous last words. You hear those words, boy, you better be hitting the deck. And make sure it's not a truck coming. You know what that means, what it's translated? It means God is greatest. Allahu Akbar. Great saying. Innocuous. You hear somebody say in their religion, you know, in their tongue, Allahu Akbar, God is greatest. The normal thing would be, you're right, God is great, man. We say it all the time. Black people say, when we talk to each other on the phone, we'd be like, God is good. And you know what black people say after that? I'm going to help you white folks. When you hear some black person say God is good, you say all the time. And then black people know you know something. They know you're part of the, you know, the clique. And I'm telling my boys here, they're looking at me like, yeah, when I say God is good, y'all know what to say, right? All the time. Yeah, and you can't go like all the time. No, God is good all the time.
all the time. These guys are cracking me up because they know how to say it. Because that's what we say around here. God is good all the time. And you'll get a smile from a black person when you say that because they'll know you're hanging around black folks. God is good all the time. Mm-hmm. Like Billy D. Williams. Like I got a Colt 45 in my hand. God is good all the time. Take a drink. Oh, man. Excuse me. But look, can you imagine in the Middle East if every time a Christian said God is good and we blew up people? We started mowing them down, running over them, shooting them, knifing them. God is good. Oh, go everybody, run, run. What would the left say if that's what we did? Would they come out and make excuses for our religion? Oh, you know, everybody in Christianity is not like that. It's only a small group of these Christians that are doing that. Look, they looked for one Tea Party racist for years. They condemned the entire movement because they were looking for one Tea Party racist. Can you imagine if the conservative movement, the Confederate flag wearers, were to go out and do a fraction of what the Muslims do on a daily basis? I gave you the numbers. What would these fools say? Would they be protecting us? Shoot. I mean, we're good folks. We're the people that keep our kids out of jail, keep the, you know, our daughters out of strip clubs, our sons out of them as well, right? And these people act like we're pariahs. They act like we are the scourge of the earth. You can trust us. We're the ones that'll stop you on the road and help you. They're the ones that'll shoot you and take your wallet and take your car when you do that. But they say we're the bad guys. Our moral compass bothers them to such a degree they want to give us no credit whatsoever. They don't credit us for how good our kids are. They don't credit us for our businesses. They don't credit us for being the moral compass of this country. They can't stand us. And they would rather have somebody yelling Allahu Akbar and killing people on Halloween, a celebratory night.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
The administration will no longer fund ineffective programs run by the UN, instead sending money to groups directly through the U.S. Agency for International Development. This is welcome news to informal Trump advisor and pastor Johnny Moore.
We've lost 80% of Christians in Iraq, 50% of Christians in Syria. We've lost 99% of Christians in Turkey in a generation and a half.
The Center for the Study of Global Christianity estimates that 900,000 Christians were martyred between the years 2005 to 2015, or 90,000 Christians on average each year. Moore, whose new book, The Martyr's Oath, describes modern-day persecution of Christians, says that ISIS has inspired an escalation in the killings of Christians.
But what ISIS has done is they have inspired thousands of more terrorists to do the same. And so while ISIS is being eliminated in Iraq and Syria, ISIS-type persecution against Christians is expanding. expanding in places like Nigeria, in Somalia, and Libya, and in Egypt. You know, just a few days ago in Egypt, we had a priest in broad daylight knifed to death in the streets.
However, the biggest threat to Christians, according to Moore, is not ISIS, but authoritarian dictatorships.
North Korea has 70,000 Christians in prison.
According to a list generated by Open Doors USA, North Korea ranks at the top for extreme persecution of Christians, but the Middle East accounts for the majority of the countries. However, Moore is hopeful that new measures by the Trump administration will change these figures.
What I've seen, you know, day in and day out, working with the White House in various ways, working on policies to help ensure that American humanitarian assistance actually goes to rebuilding these communities in Iraq and Syria. It's a world of difference.
Moore says this is a big departure from the policy of the previous administration.
In the height of the crisis, despite the fact that Christians and Yazidis and other religious minorities were the ones being chiefly targeted by ISIS, they were the groups being most discriminated against in our own resettlement policies. President Obama, his administration, wouldn't grant a visa to an Iraqi nun who was petitioned by Congress to come testify about the atrocities that she had witnessed because she was Christian.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're under attack is what it amounts to. We're under attack. Christianity is under attack. The American way of life is under attack. Judeo-Christian values under attack. Protestants, Catholics under attack. But who's not under attack? It is Islam. And Islam should be under attack. Because it's an ideology, it's not a religion. We're treating it like a religion, we're giving it special treatment. And I've asked many times, show me a religion that could do what Islam does and people not be outraged, and I'll condemn it as well. Buddhism doesn't do it. Catholics don't do it. None of the Protestant religions that do it. Wiccan doesn't do it. The Jews don't do it. The only people killing people willy-nilly are Islamic, and they call them radicals, but there's a lot of them killing people willy-nilly for no reason. And their stated goal is to take over the world religiously, to make the world a theocracy. Anybody who's non-Muslim is an infidel, and they've written rules into their book, the Quran, worthless as toilet paper, that essentially say if the people don't follow this religion, then they're infidels, they're dogs, they're worse than animals, and you can do what you want with them. What group writes that into their religion and wants to be considered a religion, wants us to get along with them? You would think that we'd be smart enough to say, hey, you know what, at the very least, take that out of your religion and maybe we could all have a conversation.
Oh, Kevin, we can't have them changing their religious book. That's their religion. Really? Oh, geez, far be it from me to say, look, I don't buy into your religion when you're talking about killing me.
I'm not going to have a conversation with somebody when I know that the only thing they have is malice in their heart for me. I'm not going to talk to you. You get yourself right, and then we can have a conversation. Fix your book. You know how many Muslims were killed in New York City on Halloween? None. New York City attacker, they say, Saifulo, planned this attack for weeks. I got a question for you. How many others are planning their next attacks? ISIS people, they say, got news of the attack. And while we see footage of this stuff, we see it as a, you know, an insult, you know, a tragedy. How could this possibly happen? We know how it happens. It happens because of liberals. But we see it and we're appalled. They see it and they celebrate. By the way, these are the people that celebrate right here in the United States that the left told us Donald Trump lied about. How could they possibly be celebrating? It's unbelievable. Celebrating. He's a new hero to the cause. And leftists know how they operate. But do you think any of these people are going to condemn this religion? They'll condemn the act. They talk about lone wolves and all this. The guy left a calling card that said ISIS, and these people, it was a lone wolf. That's what Cuomo said. The governor of New York.
Well, yet another lone wolf thing.
They're all talking lone wolves. And guns. They're so used to saying the same things. They can't even get it out of their system. I tell this story because it's a funny story. An acquaintance of mine, Maurice Smith, he's a kickboxer. And all the guys were dominating mixed martial arts, the UFC stuff, were grapplers. Gracie trained jiu-jitsu artists. And I kept telling people, as soon as a good kicker gets in there and can fight and stop, you know, from getting on the ground, you're going to see the whole sport change quite a bit. Well, Maurice Smith, former PKA karate guy, a lot of us know him, and you know, Maurice is a kicker, man. The dude can fight. So he's keeping this guy from getting him on the ground, and it goes about two rounds. Maurice throws a spin kick, boop, hits this guy in the face, and knocks him out on his feet. You ever heard that saying, knocked out on your feet? This guy's knocked out on his feet. He was so used to winning that the referee went to break, you know, to get in there, so Maurice couldn't hit him again. And he jumps in front of the guy whose eyes are still open, but he's a zombie. And he sees the referee jump in front of him so Maurice doesn't hit him again. And the guy raises his hand like, I won. Muscle memory. Because he had never lost. He'd never. They quit kicking him in jiu-jitsu. They only trained for the grapple. You know, a little bit of kicking, I'm going to get you on the ground, and that's going to be the end of the fight. Well, guess what? People got to the point where you could no longer take them down. Well, that's what it is with these guys in the media and then on the left. They're so used to going, gun control! And they walk around like zombies. And they go, but Mayor Cuomo, they didn't use a gun. Gun control! Gun control! Guns! It's the guns! And they're going, he's out. And the referee's in front. He's out. He's out. Don't hit him. Don't hit him anymore. Because that's the way they are. Don't blame the Muslims. Don't blame the Muslims. Okay, so who do we blame? Please tell me, who do we blame? Hey. You know, it's your fault. Be more sensitive. I saw an article, and it said, Muslims now concern themselves with the backlash that will occur from this latest attack. What happened with the backlash from the previous attack? What happened to the backlash from the previous attack before that attack? What happened to the backlash before the previous attack of that attack? They keep telling us there's going to be a backlash, and there is no backlash. Are mosques being burned? Are Muslims being deported or put into concentration camps? No, we continue to put up with this nonsense. And Muslims, we are appalled. This is not happening. It should not happen until it happens again. And we will come back, and we will raise our arms again in victory and go, whoa, gun control. Don't be mad at the Muslims. Please don't be mad at the Muslims. As they walk around like zombies in the ring, having gotten their butts kicked, because you know what? We're right. As sad as it is to say, we're right. I feel bad for them. Because you know what? The majority of them probably don't want us dead or care. They just want to be able to make, you know, themselves a living or good culture somewhere. And they probably want to really live in a peaceful culture where they can do what they want to do and, you know, pursue life the way our Constitution allows. It isn't us that's preventing that. It's them. The problem with Muslims is once they get a certain number, they become their own worst enemies. You want to know why? Same reason why black folks have become our own worst enemies. We congregate. We think, you know what, we can build a culture. We can do some things. We can have, you know, this esprit de corps within the black community and feel good about ourselves. It doesn't mean we don't like other people, etc. And then you know what they do? They put somebody like an Al Sharpton or a Maxine Waters or a Sheila Jackson Lee or Wilson, somebody in charge of them that doesn't give a crap, and then they become race-baiting, ethnocentric racists.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.